It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see, for I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 32 of the Podketeer Podcast. You may notice a little difference in the recording quality, although I don't think it's too bad. And the background sound effects, because I am not in my normal place in my office recording this. I am sitting in my dining room. My daughter's using my computer. So in order to get this out, I had to change it up a little bit. But this is a fairly decent microphone. It's a Samson microphone, but it's a $100 microphone. My one I usually record the show on is about a $500 microphone. So if you don't hear any difference, then I paid way too much for the other microphone. What the opening segment's going to be about here, I was out at the park not too long ago and walking down Main Street, and I was thinking just how much it had changed. So I got on the internet and did a little research, and I also used some photographs that I purchased some time ago from a longtime Disney photographer by the name of Bill Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R. And the photographs of Main Street showed a lot of stores that are, of course, no longer there. I thought that was pretty interesting, and I thought some of you maybe that haven't been coming to the park as long as I have and that don't have access to this might be interested in some of the stores that have been on Main Street that are, as I said, no longer there. Now, in between, one of the biggest changes, really, and it's pretty much in the way everybody deals with the park in terms of the lockers. Now, the lockers originally were located right next to the Emporium, in between the firehouse and the Emporium. And it was sponsored by Beacons, who was a moving company at the time. And it was called a Beacons Storage Parcel Check Room. And that was in 1956, the photographs that I have. So it was probably when the park opened, it was probably the same way. Now, a later 50s, the CD is labeled from 1959. The sponsorship had been taken over by Global Van Lines. And that area now is part of the Emporium, and the lockers are located about halfway down Main Street, down on a little side street that I forget what it's called. And another change, the Main Street Cinema used to play old silent films. And some of the ones that I was able to track down the marquee for were The Great Train Robbery, some Will Rogers films, and there was actually an Alley-Oop cartoon, which is a non-Disney cartoon character, which I thought was kind of interesting that they'd be showing cartoons there that weren't Disney. Now, they were still showing silent movies there as late as 1977. And somewhere between there and 1979, they changed over to Steamboat Willie. 79 is the first picture that I have showing the marquee with Steamboat Willie on it. Now, I also found some photos. It was pretty cool of the Dapper Dans. Now, they looked quite a bit different back then. When this photo was taken, they had big handlebar mustaches that looked like they were genuine, and they were riding a bicycle built for four, which I don't recall seeing at the park. Now, there used to be a Wurlitzer piano store at the head of Main Street. immediately across the street from where the Emporium is. And also, some of the stores that I saw in the photographs, it was a Gibson greeting card store, a butcher shop, which I can't imagine. Can you imagine going to Disneyland to buy your meat? There was a lingerie store called the Wizard of Bras. Now, Steve Martin mentions that in the 50th anniversary film that they showed there at the park. There was a jelly and jam store. There was a flower market, which was on the street where the lockers are now. There was a GAF photo salon. GAF was a competitor to Kodak. There was a Maxwell House coffee shop, a Yale lock shop, a Swift Market House, an insurance office, and for a long time, the Sunkissed Citrus House. Now, I can remember that being there. There was a Hallmark card store, a Kodak film store that I could also remember being there for a long time, and the Upjohn Pharmacy. Now, where the New Century Music Store is, which is next door to the Main Street Cinema, there used to be a tobacco shop, and that is why there's a wooden Indian out front. Wooden Indians used to be a symbol for tobacco stores. Now, I saw some pictures also showing an identical wooden Indian in front of the Frontier Trading Post in Frontierland, and I don't recall that being there now, but maybe it is, and I'm just not thinking. Now, and I'm also not sure in Frontierland if the marshal's office is still there. I don't recall seeing that either, and there were some photographs of one in Frontierland. The name on the marshal's office and on a blacksmith shop, which were also shown there, is Willard P. Bounds. Now, Willard P. Bounds was Lillian Disney's father, which was Walt's wife, and he was, in fact, a blacksmith on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation. So that's kind of interesting. One other little tidbit that I ran across, and I remember this when I was a kid. There used to be a stagecoach at Disneyland in Frontierland and a mule train ride. It was somewhere right around where Thunder Mountain is now, as I recall. That stagecoach is actually still in use today, but not at Disneyland. When Walt Disney was done with it, he sold it to Walter Knott, and it is still in use at Knott's Berry Farm. So if you want to see the old Disneyland stagecoach, just take a run to Knott's Berry Farm. So that's all I managed to dig up on what has changed in Disneyland there, on mainly on Main Street, and a couple little tidbits in Frontierland. So on with the rest of the show. I hope you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane.
Giants just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
Living the dream. I'm going to Disney World.
I want to go. Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical
go.
Dreaming, tower drop screaming. It's a spectacular night. Electric light parade and my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting. Let's go to Disney summer night dashing. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight. Water falling, cannonballing. I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing. Let's go to Disney.
Upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come true.
Ben Roethlisberger and Santonio Holmes, you and the Pittsburgh Steelers are celebrating your Super Bowl win. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World!
Your dreams come true.
Hello, Podcasters. I'm back to my regular microphone and on the regular computer now. So I might sound a little different. What I got coming up here next for you, the audio clip, it's from Dave Smith's retirement party. And he gave a cool little speech, a lot of thank yous to people, a lot of information. And I really liked it. It's in three parts. So I'm going to give you part one today, and then I'll give you the next two parts in the next two podcasts. So you'll have it all. So you can kind of piece it together later. So I'll leave a little blank space right before and right after this so you can clip it out and paste it together. But it's just too long to put it all in one podcast. I'd have like an hour and a half podcast, and that's too long. So here is part one. And if, by the way, if you don't know who Dave Smith is, he was the curator of the Disney Archives. And he is definitely one of the biggest Disney trivia experts. He used to have the Disney trivia contest every month in the magazine, in the Disney magazine. And they have, I believe they have something in the D23 magazine, or at least did have, that he had in there in the way of the same type of thing. So anyway, on with the Dave Smith retirement.
For a delicious dinner and yummy desserts, we're actually here for Dave Smith. Yay, Dave. I'll let you have a seat for a little while because I got a few things to say. So, I'm not sure how many of you know, maybe you've read in the D23 magazine or elsewhere, that Dave and I actually go way, way back, further back than you might think. So, I met Dave in the summer of 91 when I was, I had just graduated something. And a cousin of mine took me to a Disney Anna convention. It was the Mouse Club convention in Anaheim, and I'd never been to one before. And you know, I'd always been a big Disney fan, and I always dutifully read my Disney Channel magazine from cover to cover. I was very sad when that went away. But I always enjoyed reading Dave's column. And, so obviously I recognized him, and the man was sitting right behind me. And, you know, Dave, well, we talked about this several times already, but Dave says he introduced himself to me. I said I introduced myself to Dave. It doesn't really matter. We got to talking, and we became very good friends. He invited me up to the studio just a few weeks later, I think, to get a tour of the Walt Disney Studios and see the archives and all that great stuff. And not only did it start a great friendship, but it also, you know, really sort of catapulted my, you know, affection for Disney, and eventually led to Dave encouraging me to get a job at Disneyland as a ride operator while I was in college. And, you know, I went to the Disneyland employment office and told them that Dave Smith was my reference, and I immediately got an interview, and I immediately got hired, and they asked me, well, what department do you want to work in? And I said, I won't say what I don't want to work in. I got put into a submarine voyage costume over in Tomorrowland Attractions, and, which was great, and, you know, I had a lot of fun doing that, and also, you know, Utopia and things like that. And, but through the years, you know, Dave, you know, really did a lot to help my career along, and you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, if it weren't for Dave Smith, I would definitely not be standing here today in front of all of you. I'd probably pursued a law degree and become a lawyer doing something. I'm not sure. That was originally what it was going to be, but you know, we took the Disney route instead. So you know, for my part, I'm very grateful to Dave on many levels for many things, but certainly for giving me helping me get and have one of the coolest jobs imaginable. So, Dave, thank you for that. And So why don't you come on up here? You know, we had a party at the studio last Friday for Dave, for 200, 300, I don't know, of his closest friends and family. Like any good, company executive, when you're going to retire, you tell the folks what your list of demands is for the gifts that you want. Dave did that too. So Dave asked for something that kind of took us a little bit by surprise, and I'll tell you why. Dave, for those of you who don't know, is an autograph collector. And, has an amazing autograph collection. All the U.S. presidents, Civil War generals on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line, right? All but one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, who is it?
Button Gwinnett.
Georgia.
From Georgia. If anyone would like to give a gift to Dave, that would be a really nice gift. But he's very expensive, right? Because he's one of the rarest. That's, you know, no one has ever heard of him, that's why. A really amazing autograph collection. And mostly it's political figures and historical figures and things like that. But Dave requested an autograph of Walt Disney. And it's interesting because if you know Dave, as the archivist of the Walt Disney Company, the founder of the Walt Disney Archives, the chief archivist, he's always prided himself on not being a Disney collector because he felt it was a conflict of interest. And so Dave has never asked for anything Disney related, you know, to take home with him. We were able to give him, and we don't have it here, but a Lady and the Tramp book signed by Walt Disney. He asked for that, but I bet you thought the gift giving was done. Did you think it was done? Did you think? Oh, you did? Okay. All right, good answer. Well, it's not. Dave also made a special request, and he said he wanted to be a lifetime member of D23. So, Dave is the very first, and maybe the only, I'm not sure, lifetime member of the official Disney fan club. So, Dave, that's for you. You can just show that every year at renewal time. And we have another gift for Dave. That's the big one. Okay. I'm going to open it because I have to. Because I would like to. I'm going to come to your house at Christmas too. All right. So we have these made. I just can't open the box. I swear, this box opens somehow. Oh, here we go. So, this is the Dave Smith 40 Years of Preserving the Magic pin, which is very lovely. Okay. So, that's for you. Unfortunately, tonight you received this. Well, that's good because this is the little bonus item that you receive. There's this little thing called customs, and they have all but the sample sitting in a cargo from China somewhere in the port of Los Angeles. So we were not happy about that news, especially Laura Sanchez here, who had a meltdown yesterday. I saw it. We're sitting there sipping and strolling. We were testing out what you're going to do tomorrow because it required testing. So we're sipping, and Laura's having arguments with people, and so she's like, well, if you're not going to give, pins to these people, and you're going to make buttons, and you're going to ship them overnight, these arrived this morning. So, go get them, Laura. Don't mess with her, she's mean. So we do have all your addresses, so you will be getting the actual pin in the mail. Look for it, and very rare, only what, how many people are here? 200, 500, some number.
2,000.
Oh, Dave, and you're not wearing your pin, or button, birthday button. Okay, so right now, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Dave, and like I said before, I'm not a very good singer or anything, so I'm going to put the mic down, so you can't hear me, and we'll all sing Happy Birthday to Dave, and we, oh! Oh, wait.
Oh no.
Jeffrey, you want to say happy birthday today? You can. Jeffrey goes solo. And here comes the cake. And real quick, this is Dave's 70th birthday. Well, actually, October 13th, so just a couple days ago, was Dave's 70th birthday. So we thought, how great to celebrate 40 years of the archives and 70 years of our good friend Dave. And here comes the cake. So let's all say, happy birthday to we'll take that back in the back and divvy that up among you. Cake's a little smaller than I thought it was going to be. We're going to slice it in half and it'll be like communion at church. So, dig the wafer here. So, I know Dave had a few words that he wanted to share, and so I'll hand the program over to Dave Smith.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podketeer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer. And the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Drew Brees, you and the New Orleans Saints are celebrating your first Super Bowl win. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World.
Well, Podkitches, I hope you didn't mind the little Super Bowl clips there. I figured with the Super Bowl coming up this coming Sunday, that it would be kind of cool to have those in there. I found as many of them as I could, and I'm going to shove another couple of them right after this little end-of-show clip. So I'll have those coming right up next. So I hope you enjoyed the show. And as I said, next show, I'll have part two of the Dave Smith retirement. It's a cool YouTube video, and I captured the audio off of it and stuck it out here for you. So y'all take care of yourselves, and you have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park.
Super Bowl dream just came true. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World! Living the dream!
I'm going to Disney World.
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 I'm going to Disney World. Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
What do you mean, be more natural?
Huh? Pick your head up.
Okay. I'm tough.
Where are you going? I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, I'm going to Disney World.
I'm
going to
go to Disney World.
Disney World.
Disney World.
Too much.
That's the prize. Just
fellow podcasters. I hope you enjoy today's show, and we'll come back next week and see what crazy stuff Mark has cooked up. Until then, have yourself a magical Disney week. This is Carrie Foppin signing off.
Podcasters is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcasteer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.